development projects come online in central Iran. Agriculture ministers of D8 countries open meeting in Tehran. A Saudi diplomat is assassinated in Pakistan. And peaceful protests against austerity measures in Spain turns violent. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, you're watching IRB English News. Thanks for tuning in. Two major projects came on stream in the central province of Yazd with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in attendance. In the outskirts of the provincial city of Ardakan, the president inaugurated a large steel plant. The Qadire Iranian steel factory has been constructed in 4 years and enjoys the capability to produce up to 800,000 tons of sponge iron annually. The full operation of the industrial plant will save the country $300 million every year. Earlier in the day, President Ahmadinejad was there to cut the ribbon for a development project at the solar thermal power plant of Yazd. The project includes two gas fueled and another steam fueled power generation units, which increase the plant's total daily capacity up to 1,000 megawatts. In Parliament, Speaker Ali Larijani says Iraqi political groups should stand united as a means to secure sustainable stability for their country. The top parliamentarian made the remarks in a meeting with Speaker of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, Amar al-Hakim, in Tehran. Larijani also criticized foreign presence in Iraq as one of the reasons behind insecurity in the country and said Iraqis should be vigilant against enemies' plots. The speaker also urged closer consultations between the parliaments of the two neighbors. The Iraqi official in turn referred to Iran's strategic role in regional issues and said its country is ready to broaden overall relations with Iran. Agriculture ministers of the developing 8 countries known as D8 opened their second meeting in Tehran to raise ways to achieve food security. During the 3-day conference, ministers and experts from the member states will discuss strategic channels to reach self-sufficiency in the field of food production. The meeting also aims at expanding agricultural cooperation among member states and creating new opportunities in trade relations. Agriculture ministers of Iran, Egypt, Indonesia, Malaysia, Nigeria, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Turkey are attending the meeting. D8 is a group of 8 developing countries with large Muslim populations in an alliance for economic development. It officially started its activity in 1997. And from now on, the Iranian conscripts living in Europe will not have to travel to their homeland in case of application for exemption on medical grounds. This has become feasible with the opening of a medical bureau of the military service department of the Iranian police force in the German city of Munich. The office is operated by a number of Iranian physicians living in Germany who refer the verified and approved medical cases to Tehran for issuance of exemption card. An international exhibition of medical, dentistry, laboratory and pharmaceutical equipment dubbed Iran Health 2011 has opened in Tehran. Over 500 domestic and foreign companies have displayed their latest achievements and products in the expo, which will run until May the 19th. Present for the opening ceremony, Health Minister Marzi Vahid-Dastyardi announced that the export of medical equipment from Iran has posted a triple rise in recent years. She went on to say Iranian pharmaceutical firms meet 96% of the local market's demand for medicines and 70% of the medicine materials. Winners and participants of the first Kish International Film Festival believe that the cultural event enjoys the potential to join the top international film festivals in the near future. Harutyun Khachaturian, director of the award-winning documentary Return of the Poet, told reporters in the Armenian capital city of Yerevan that the festival can play a vital role in bringing together regional artists. He went on to say that the festival's status will improve annually once it's held with the same quality of its first edition. Return of the Poet won the Best Documentary Award in the International Cinema Competition section of the festival in late April. With IRB, gunmen on motorcycle shot and killed a Saudi diplomat in the Pakistani city of Karachi. It has been the second attack on the Saudi mission since last week. We have a report on the story.
An Arabian diplomat was killed in Karachi Monday when four gunmen on motorcycles attacked the car he was driving. The embassy has not released any information on the diplomat's rank. Pakistan and Saudi Arabia have long been close allies. Al-Qaeda is violently opposed to the Saudi government and has vowed revenge for the killing of its leader, Saudi-born Osama bin Laden. A spokesman said they have claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. The shooting happened just days after unidentified attackers threw two hand grenades at the Saudi consulate in Karachi.
Saudi diplomats are not the only target of Pakistanis. Larger and larger protests are breaking out in Pakistan as anti-U.S. sentiment continues to grow as the U.S. intensifies air raids on the Muslim country under the pretext of a war on terror.
Anti-U.S. sentiment in Pakistan is not a shock these days. In Lahore on Sunday, thousands of activists of all religious persuasions gathered to denounce the U.S. and the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Elsewhere in Pakistan, demonstrations continue to break out. These protesters shout, "Set the American facilities on fire." Although largely critical of Al-Qaeda, most Pakistanis question America's intentions, especially after such high civilian deaths from drone attacks.
The wave of criticism against EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton is growing larger as EU foreign ministers once again are pointing the finger at the British politician over EU's ineffective diplomacy. The criticism started at the European Parliament, where the lawmakers named Ashton's poor performance as one of the reasons behind the discredited status of the body on the international front. In the meantime, EU Foreign Minister is named silence on important foreign policy issues, lack of a long-term strategy, and poor management of her agenda as the main points of failure by Ashton since taking her job 18 months ago. to Spain. Police made several arrests in the Spanish capital of Madrid after a peaceful protest against government austerity measures ended in violent clashes. In the capital's central square, hunters face off against police throwing bottles and tearing down road barriers. Earlier in the day, tens of thousands of students, social groups, and unemployed people had rallied in more than 50 cities across Spain. Spain is saddled with the Eurozone's highest jobless rate of 21.3%, with a record 4.9 million people unemployed and a sluggish economy that grew by 0.3% in the first quarter of the year. Time now to check on some of the news in brief. Grief mixed with anger in Ain al-Helwa, the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, as mourners buried protesters killed during Catastrophe Day commemorations. More than a dozen Palestinians were killed and about 360 wounded on Sunday when Israeli troops along the borders with Lebanon, Syria, and the northern Gaza Strip opened fire on the protesters. The mourners vowed to continue their struggle for the right to return home. The Palestinians were marking Catastrophe Day, which marks the dispersal of an estimated 800,000 Palestinians to refugee camps in the region during 1948 war. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi attended his trial in a Milan courtroom, where he's defending himself from corruption charges related to his media empire. It's one of four criminal cases currently against him in Italy's financial capital. Berlusconi faces another hearing on his immoral relationship with a 17-year-old girl. The premier is denying all the wrongdoings. Berlusconi has long contended that he is a victim of prosecutors, he says, side with leftists. The space shuttle Endeavour blasted off towards the International Space Station on the penultimate flight for the U.S. shuttle program. The six-member crew of astronauts, including five Americans and one Italian, is delivering a potent physics experiment to probe the origins of the universe during the 16-day mission, which will include four spacewalks. The shuttle is set to dock at the ISS Wednesday at 10:15 GMT and will stay there until May the 30th, returning to the United States on June the 1st. Chinese scientists said they have discovered a molecule related directly to the drug resistance of cancer patients. The researchers identified an inflammation-regulating molecule named CUDEC2 among tens of thousands of proteins in breast cancer cells. They said the discovery could solve the problem of breast cancer treatment, which is known as the female's number one killer. The latest statistics indicate that a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer every 3 minutes on average in the world. And the last but not the least, the five-game final series of the Iranian Basketball Premier League kicked off in Tehran with Mahram and Zobahan facing for the third edition in a row. In the Azadi Basketball Hall, Mahram overpowered fierce rival Zobahan 101-74 in a robust step to win their fourth straight title. The two sides will play the second leg again in Tehran on Tuesday, while two matches will be played in Isfahan. The league trophy will go to the winner of 3 out of 5 games. So that's all from IRB English News. Thanks for watching. Do stay with us for weather report. Goodbye and have a very good time. We'll be right back.